Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this meeting of the Plans Committee for Charnwood Borough Council. Please note that this meeting is being recorded and the recording will be made available on the Council's website following the meeting. Under the Openness of Local Government Bodies regulations, people may film or record the meeting, and this is outside the Council's control. However, people wishing to film or record the meeting should do so in a way that does not disrupt the business of the meeting. Also, so that the meeting is not disturbed, could I ask everyone present to please turn off your mobile phone or switch them to silent and ensure that the meeting is distraction free. In addition, please turn off smart speakers on phones, as these record conversations and this could be a breach of GDPR. Voting will be undertaken by a show of hands, and it's for, against, or abstain. Speakers will be called forward at the appropriate time by the chair and brought into the room accordingly. They may stay in the public gallery for the debate of their item, but following that, they may be asked to leave by the chair to ensure continued social distancing. The speaker's table will be cleaned in between uses. Speakers have 5 minutes each, and they will be timed by the Democratic Services Officer. When you have 1 minute of time remaining, you will be advised. The traffic light system of red, amber, green. Green, you can carry on speaking. Amber, you've got 1 minute, and when it goes red, I'm afraid we will cut you off. Right, we also have present the officers. We have Jacqueline Jackson, who's a group leader of development management, Helen Knott, the strategic development team leader, development control, Lewis Marshall, a principal planning officer, Deborah Liggins, a senior planning officer, Catherine Harrison, the legal advisor to the committee, Ed Brown, the Democratic Services Officer, taking the minutes for the meeting, and Karen Widdowson, Democratic Services Manager, supporting the meeting. There is a change to the running order from the published agenda. We will now be taking, as item one, application number P/21/1049/2, which is for Hazel Road, Loughborough. For item two, which is for the application at East Goscote, we have had a late request from the parish council for one of their councillors to speak to this meeting. I have to ask the permission of the committee whether you are willing for parish councillor Rod Axon, on behalf of East Goscote Parish Council, to speak to us tonight. Thank you. Could I see a show of hands, please? Councillor Tillotson, yes? Oh, sorry, I couldn't see in the sun. Thank you. So that's unanimous, so we will allow that. So we now move on. We have no apology. Have we any apologies?
And Capleton. We have substitutions for
I think it's Councillor Howe for Councillor yes. Savage.
Yeah, we have Councillor Howe substituting for Councillor Savage and Councillor Murphy substituting for Councillor Charles.
Thank you very much. Item two, the minutes of the previous meeting. The committee is asked to confirm as a correct record the minutes of the meeting held on the 15th of July, 2021. I will now ask the committee to confirm by a show of hands that the minutes are correct. Okay, thank you. They have been confirmed as correct, and I will sign them and they will be handed back to the officers in Democratic Seven at the end of the meeting. Item 3, questions under committee procedure 12.8. I have no questions submitted that I know of. Is that confirmed?
I confirm that no questions have been submitted for this meeting, Chair.
Thank you. Disclosures of personal and pecuniary interests. Are there any disclosures of interest? Oh, Councillor Grimley.
Thank you, Chair. Item application P202383 Gladman East Gosgut. I have a predetermined view on that already. I don't have an open mind, so I will leave the meeting during that item.
Thank you. Are there any other? Councillor Gerrard.
Yes. As previous ward councillor, I called this planning application in, so therefore I cannot speak or take part in the meeting, and I will leave the room when it's being held. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any other declarations of interest? Oh, sorry, it's for application P20. Thank you. Right, we now move on to the item 5, the planning applications. At today's meeting, we have 3 applications to consider. Their details are set out in the agenda, and you should all have received an extras report pertaining to one of them. We now move to application number P21-10409/2. And Mr. A. Butling of 21 Hazel Road, Loughborough. And we will now follow the following steps. The presentation will be by the planning officer, Deborah Liggins, and then there is one speaker to this. It's ward councillor, Councillor Bolton, and then it will be open to discussion. So I call on Deborah Liggins. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair.
Sorry, just before you start, it is on the screen. I know it's difficult for some of the members of the public to see. If you don't think the councillors are paying attention, we have all got a manual here full of pictures and items to do with each application. So we are paying attention. We're just looking at the photos as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair. This evening, the first item can be found on page 57 of your agenda and relates to the proposed extensions and additions at the bungalow of 21 Hazel Road in Loughborough. So the application site is a detached hipped roof bungalow located on the western side of Hazel Road and within a primarily residential area of Loughborough. The dwelling lies approximately 130 metres south of the junction with Park Road and around 85 metres north of the junction with Walnut Road. It should be noted that there's a gap in the numbering in the street, with the dwelling immediately north of the property being number 19, the application site being number 21, and the dwelling neighbouring to the south being number 27. This is an aerial photo of the site, and you can see that it's been subject to some clearance work and groundworks following the grant of a previous planning permission at the site, as set out in the site history section on page 61 of your agenda, with the latest proposal having been granted in December last year. There's a typo in the history section of the report, though, and the extant planning permission reference should read P20/1922/2. These are photos of the existing dwelling. The top left shows the existing front elevation, with the other top two photos showing the area where the new front extension is proposed. You can see the relationship with the boundary and the doorway entrance of number 19. The left bottom photo shows the rear elevation and boundary treatment with number 27, and the centre picture on the bottom shows the rear boundary wall with number 16 Atherstone Road, which is at the back of the property. The bottom right shows the rear elevation of the dwelling, where an extension was granted planning permission, as I say, in December last year, which is identical to the rear extension proposed now. These photos show the street scene. The left-hand picture shows the dwelling looking from the south. You can see the gable of and doorway of number 19 and the existing bay window on the dwelling of the application property. The photo to the right shows the street scene looking from the north, and you can see that the dwellings in the street are set back behind a wide highway verge and feature hipped and gabled roofs and are of a similar scale. So the proposal has three elements, and this slide shows two of them and also provides a comparison against what's already been granted under delegated powers. The earlier planning permission under P201922 sought a forward extension of the property by just 1.93 metres, and that had a flat roof. The scheme before members tonight brings this further forward, as described in the officer report, to provide an enlarged bedroom. You can see that the front extension now proposed would still be recessed from the front elevation and sit behind the existing bay window, and would present a hipped roof to the side to match an existing hipped roof over an existing bedroom, resulting in a twin hipped roof arrangement. To the rear, the extension, the flat roofed extension, is the same as that previously granted under P201922 and would have the same flat roof and oversailing eaves as previously proposed. The third element of the proposal is the annex, which is a detached building, and this slide provides a comparison between what was granted previously, which was for an L-shaped garage, an owl building. You can see that it would be the same. The annex now would occupy the same position and footprint of the building previously granted, but instead of having a garage door to the front with a store off it, it would have a window, and it's now proposed to use this building as additional ancillary living accommodation, and it includes a bathroom and minor fenestration changes over what we have previously considered. So the key considerations, the site's located within an established residential area within Loughborough, close to a regular bus service and within easy walking and cycling distance to shops and services. The principle of extending dwellings in such locations is acceptable and in accordance with policy CS1 of the core strategy. In terms of the impact of the street scene, the proposals to the rear don't have an impact. Although the proposed extension to the front will be further forward than that previously granted, it would still be set behind the original front elevation and bay window to the bungalow. The deep position of the dwelling in terms of the property frontage and the highway will mean that the extension wouldn't be prominent or incongruous in the street scene and would maintain the character of the single-storey dwellings along this stretch of Hazel Road. So in these ways, the proposal would accord with policy CS2, H17 and EV1. In terms of the impact to neighbouring residential occupiers, the rear extension and the annex building are the same or similar to the development previously granted, where the impact to neighbours was deemed acceptable. The reassessment of the neighbour impact is set out in full within your officer report on pages 62 and 63 of your agenda. Indeed, that previously approved scheme could still be implemented as an alternative to the development being considered tonight. In terms of the front extension, this would be alongside the boundary and driveway to number 19, and the proposed extension would project beyond the doorway entrance of that property. However, this is a glazed door with a glazed side panel and which serves the hallway, and this is not considered to be a principal room. So it's concluded that the impact to all neighbours from all elements of the scheme are acceptable and in accordance with policies CS2, EV1 and H17 and the adopted design guidance. The use of the annex is required to remain ancillary to the residential occupation of the main dwelling, and this is secured by a planning condition number 3 on page 65 of your agenda. In terms of highway safety, the resultant property would have four bedrooms, and the highway standards would suggest that three car parking spaces should be provided to meet the needs of the extended dwelling, and these can be accommodated within the site frontage. So the proposal accords with policy TR 18 and paragraph 111 of the NPPF. Other matters have been raised regarding the current appearance of the site and drawing attention to previous planning permissions which haven't been implemented. Members are reminded there's no obligation for householders or developers to implement planning permissions once granted. So to conclude, it's proposed, the proposed development is acceptable in terms of its design, impact to the street, neighbour impact and in highway terms. And it's recommended that planning permission is granted subject to the conditions set out in the officer report. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. I now call on the ward councillor, Councillor Bolton. Councillor Bolton, as you know, you have 5 minutes and after 4 minutes it will be given an indication, and if you're still talking after 5 minutes, you will be cut off. So when you're ready.
Thank you, Chair. I'd also like to say thank you to the officers for the report. Very comprehensive. I only had access to the report last week when the papers for this Plans Committee were published on the website. I put in this call in so that I could put forward views on behalf of my residents rather than having this approved solely by officer delegation. The part of Hazel Road where number 21 is located is a pleasant residential area comprising bungalows on one side of the road and houses on the opposite side. The properties are generally well kept, as are the driveways and front gardens. Hazel Road forms a part of the original Shelthorpe Council estate and boasts a strong community. My reasons for calling in this application are included in the officer's report. They include potential blockage of light into the only entrance of the bungalow at number 19, Hazel Road, and my belief, along with that of other residents, that the proposed extension will be out of scale with the other bungalows and may also change the character and look of the area. In addition, the proposed attached annex is of concern, as it could potentially be used as a separate dwelling. I'm somewhat reassured by the officer's report on this application, but I still have some concern. I take some comfort from the conditions that are being put in place for this development, in particular the requirement that the detached annex may not be used as a separate dwelling at any time, but rather for purposes ancillary to the main dwelling. I'm also aware, as the planning officer has said, that this specific planning application has to be determined on its own merits, and that we shouldn't really be looking back into the history. But I do think that the history is relevant. A number of planning applications have been submitted, some of which have been approved, but no real building work of any kind has been started, to my knowledge. As a result of this, the front garden of number 21 Hazel Road has had the appearance of a builder's yard for at least 10 years. Which has caused distress to the very elderly neighbour at number 19, who I believe is 90 years of age, and she's had to put up with this, and this planning application is also causing her great distress. I ask the committee to take account of these issues when making a decision. Thank you.
Mrs. Ligon, would you like to come back on any of the points raised?
No, thank you.
Do I have any speakers?
Councillor Tillotson.
Sorry, it's in.
You're
struggling to see me.
Location of site. The distance between the boundary and the front door of number 19. What would you estimate that to be? I mean, it looks like it's probably about 2 metres,
yes, about
something
that.
Like that.
Yeah.
Right. In that case...
Well, there's a driveway to number 19 as well.
Yeah. I really can't. I take what Councillor Bolton said, but I really can't see any reason for refusal, so I propose accepting officer recommendation.
Thank you very much. Councillor Grimley.
I'll second that. I mean, it is unfortunate that the front of the garden is being used as a builder's yard, but I don't think there's anything in planning legislation that can do anything. Perhaps by approving this, it might hopefully speed things up to get this built and completed, but we have no control over that. That's just a sort of hope on that. I appreciate the distress it's caused, but I can't see any real reasons to object to this, so I'd second the application.
Thank you. Do I have any other speakers or questions? No? Right, well, we have a proposal by Councillor Tillotson to accept officer's recommendation, including the conditions, and this has been seconded by Councillor Grimley. Councillor Forrest. It was seconded by Councillor. I will ask the officer, but as far as I can see it and read, it has to be ancillary to the dwelling.
Yes, it's a condition on your report.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so I see no others. So if I could have a show of hands, please, all those in favour? That is unanimous. Thank you very much, and thank you, Councillor Bolton, and thank you. We'll now have a minute while we get sorted for the next one. Some people, Councillor Grimley, Councillor Gerard, and one of the officers are leaving us for this application, and the Vice Chair, Councillor Bentley, is going to take us through it. So we'll just get everything in order.